You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Keith Nichols and the Cotton Club Orchestra, Gloriana, 1991. Obviously, the wearing arrangement you have there, it's not bad. It's really not bad. It's actually quite good, and I like it. That's why I played it. But is a remake. It's quite wonderful, in fact. And I'm anticipating someday, and I'm just using this as my little bully pulpit to be a bully. That Mike Beason of the West End Jazz Band will do his own arrangement of a different arrangement, a different version of Gloriana, which has been circulated to the West End Jazz Band, and I hope to hear it before the rapture actually occurs, whenever that is. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and that Gloriana, by the way, was from 1991. Now we're going to go way back, you know, back into the deep, dark mists of acoustic recording. A bell solo, and that's very nice. Sort of goes with the weather we've had and the occasional glimpses of the sun and the heat. Chris Chapman playing the orchestra bells in 07, 1907, I should say, not the other one. Sunbeam Dance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ross Gorman and his Virginians, Phantom Blues, 1927. Hot stuff. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's Ross Gorman with, they were still the Virginians. They were his Virginians, and then there were the other ones. It's sort of like what happened with the Ink Spots. Everybody went off and did a different group, and suddenly you had a whole bunch of them out there. But that's the original, that's Ross Gorman there with those Virginians. And before that, the Southern Serenaders, 1923, You Gotta See Mama Every Night. Well, of course you do. If you don't, then things might get terribly interesting. So You Gotta See Mama Every Night. That's true. No exceptions. Before that, Chris Chapman, Sunbeam Dance, 1907. And I just imagine somebody waltzing around with a blender, although that to me is just a fantasy. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we are continuing, and we have indulged our inner carpal tunnel kid here and our little our vanity. So that's a vanity edition, you might say. But then again, every edition of Radiola is a vanity edition. Here are the Virginians again, the ones that were still at Victor under the direction of Nat Shulkret. Nothing could be sweeter, 1927. Thank you.
and serve can be the watchword of the legion we maintain. Comrades in effort, with one purpose, value, service is our gauge. Working always for the legion and the good name, prayer page.
Caroliners, which Caroliners, I should say, with an ERS. Let's pronounce all our consonants. Bob Herring, apparently. Arthur Fields singing that. 1926 on Cameo, Thanks for the Buggy Ride, which in a way refers to the previous recording, which was the Victor Orchestra and Quartet. And I do not know exactly when this was recorded. There was no matrix number stamped into the shellac. It was a Victor special record, and it could have used a bit more physical cleaning, but we had it at hand, and we used it. The Graham Page March, a march called Graham Page, I should say, so I'm just going to say it's the Graham Page March with lyrics by the, very interesting stuff there, but that was an automobile, so thanks for the buggy ride, indeed. Beginning with Nothing Could Be Sweeter, 1927, The Virginians of some sort. Good recordings, though, and I'm enjoying those. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we're proceeding with some different things here. Here's Kitty O'Connor. Sometimes on this program there is a paucity of female vocalists, so Kitty O'Connor steps in this week with That's Just My Way of Forgetting You, 1928.
Other night, the first night since we parted, the crowd was gay and I seemed all aglow. Because I smiled, you couldn't tell that I'm still broken hearted. You couldn't tell, but I want you to know. If you in some cabaret, that's just my way of forgetting you. When you were the one, there's a new one each day. That's just my way of forgetting you. If I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way. Find a way of forgetting you. Myself the time to think about you. I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may.
Easy walk to thrill me through. fascinating, captivating, scintillating waltz, forever new. There's joy of life in every strain, it sparkles like a rare champagne. Give me an easy free, an easy be, an easy walk, and half a chance to have a dance with you somewhere. The lights are blazing bright, there let us dance away the night, like just the gladsome song sung by a joyous throng. Come where the music weaves its bells, bid all your cares a fond farewell. Then while your arms enfold me tight, there let us dance away the night.
Like a volcano's fire in bull's eyes. When we go in a huddle, oh, how we like to cuddle on a Vesuvian night. Am I a good romancer? Pardon me while I answer, I'm all right. Is it the climate? Yes, it's the climate that makes a person always anxious to good time it. I miss my sweet bambino, sweeter than maraschino, over where love never dies. I want to live again under Vesuvian love-lit skies. Yes, it's the climate that makes a person always anxious to good time it.
I miss my sweet Bambino, sweeter than Maraschino, over where love never dies. I want to live again under Vesuvian lovely sky.
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, Under Vesuvian Skies, 1930. Nice copy of that, I have to say. Very, very sweet sounding stuff there. Before that, a recording that was a request, and I had it happen to have it right on the hard drive, so it worked out very nicely indeed. Chester Gaylord, 1929, Dance Away the Night. That's a good recording. I'm glad whoever requested that anonymously, I appreciate the request. But it's rare. You know, I've got a few requests on this show. I've actually fulfilled a few. Dave Harmon was sort of the answer request there, and that certainly answers a lot of questions, too. And whatever. But we're keeping the show fun. Before that, Kitty O'Connor, The Girl Baritone, That's Just My Way of Forgetting You, 1928 there. And I don't know any girl baritones these days. I guess they all, if they are girl baritones, maybe they're singing in punk rock and I wouldn't know who they were, but that's what we have here. This is Radiola, and we are oblivious to many things in life except our own vaunted wonderfulness, which can be easily disproven. And I'm Andy Sr., and I am the... I'm the QED of that particular statement here. Here's that great group, and I don't have the personnel at hand, but I offer it to you. The Six Blue Chips, 1936 with Steel Roof. Thank you.
would you advise a tonic? All of my symptoms point to you. Oh, honey, my heart is delirious. Gosh, I'm afraid it's chronic. How does it look? Will I pull through? Now there's no time for delay. Mine is an emergency case. And keep those doctors away. I'll take my treatments in your embrace. Whoa, baby, I'm running a temperature, hoping it proves contagious. How can you say no? I'm a volcano, just burning up for you.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, Cy Oliver, singing, yes, 1936, Running a Temperature, and there was something in there about chronic, which could refer to a song in the previous hour, and yes, indeed, Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, Baby White, Beverly White, I believe she actually was, singing along with the orchestra on June night, 1937, Give Me a June Night. Yes, I got a whole bunch here to choose from right now, so we're going to enjoy which ones we have. And beginning with the Six Blue Chips, Steel Roof, 1936, and trumpeter on there was Pee Wee Irwin, a lot of other great musicians, and if you have a discography, you can find out who they are. Or I actually mentioned the whole personnel list on a previous program, so... feel free to check back in the archives, and that will also work for this side of that record, because they were both recorded the same day. And this is Radiola, and we believe in expending breath to save breath, and expending as much effort as possible to save as much effort as possible, because that's our ethic here on Radiola. And we continue now with a rather strange recording, but aren't they all? This, though, is Arthur Tracy, the street singer, going country a bit on you, 1934, and I don't know what to make of this, except that, God help me, I love it. Old Faithful.
Range together, Old Faithful, in every kind of weather. When the round of days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, Old Faithful, a pal of mine. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is yeller tonight. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is mellow and bright. There's a coyote howling to the moon above, so carry me back to the one I love. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause we gotta get home tonight. Old Faithful, we rode the range together. Old Faithful, in every kind of weather. When your round of days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, old faithful pal of mine. If, if, old horse, there's food and rest, and you've done your best, old horse. Oh, carry me over the mountain ridge, down that trail to the old pine bridge, to my gal Lily, Bunkhouse Billy, and the boss. Old faithful, we rode the range together. Old faithful, in every kind of weather, when your ground-up days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, old faithful pal of
fine romance with no kisses, a fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't even wrestle. You've never mushed the crease in my blue serge pants. You never take a chance.
This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the sea, than the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion.
A fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies, we really need crutches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
France.
I haven't got a chance.
Chance.
This is a fine romance.
A fine romance. My good woman, my strong, aged in the wood woman, you never give those orchids I send a glance.
They're just like cactus plants.
Oh boy,
this is a fine romance.
There's Dixie Lee Crosby and her husband Bing singing A Fine Romance, 1936. Yes, Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern are responsible for that composition. And they're singing it in two different keys, in case you didn't notice, but they certainly are. I guess maybe that's, you know, they had a good marriage, but they couldn't sing in the same key, so I guess that was a problem, wasn't it? If you have to arrange things so that you have to shift the key every time somebody wants to take a solo. And Dixie was a good singer, by the way. I have to say I enjoyed that a lot. Before that, the Street Singer, who I enjoy his records. This, to me, though, sounds like a Transylvanian cowboy riding the range up in the Balkans there. The Carpathians, is that where they are? Geez, you know, I need a geography lesson and possibly a lesson in diction as well. Old Faithful, and there's Horace Renfield, I guess, 1934. And I'm Eddie Senior, and I have to respect those who have at least tried to do what they can do. And I'm trying to do what I can do. That's all I can say. And trying to play the piano, I'm trying to play the pipe organ, and I do that frequently now. And perhaps soon I will deploy one of my my field recordings of myself attempting that in a continuation of this vanity exercise. In 1932, I'm guessing, this was on HMV, Donald Pears, and I think this is a very sweet song to finish our program with, and I want to thank you for listening to Radiola. And I've already said how I am so many times, I couldn't possibly do it again. But here's, I never heard this song before, but it's fitting, and let's go with it. Sundown in a Little Green Hollow.
In a little green hollow, where shadows play. Sundown fills the call of the swallow. In a little green hollow, at close of day, there's a song in my heart. It's a melody that clings, just a song my mother sings as she ties her apron string. Sundown, there's a road that I'll follow to a little green hollow, back home to stay. Twilight brings back a memory out of the long ago. Twilight brings scenes that used to be just as the sun sinks low. When it's sundown, to a little green hollow I'll go. In a little green hollow I know the shadows say I'm longing to go there someday. When the sun down fills the call of the swallow below, in the little green hollow, and so at the sleepy close of day, I know I'll make my way. And the song so sweet in my heart it beats to a pretty melody that clings, just a song my dear old mother sings, and a million tender memories it brings. So an evening at sundown, there's a road that I'll follow to a little green hollow.